Good evening. Welcome to our third and final Jaguars fan forum. We're pleased to have you with us this evening. And whether you know it or not, it's being streamed worldwide on the web. And we expect a good portion of the 25,000 members of the Union Jacks fan club in the United Kingdom to be watching at Jaguars.com. So there are a lot of people who are taking part in this evening. Understand what this is? Part of who will be watching will be other teams from other leagues to see how the Jaguars interact with their fans. See, the standard here is to be transparent, for you to be able to touch the franchise, which you're here to do this evening, and for the franchise, and you can see a lot of the staff members around, to be able to touch you. And so this evening is a great opportunity for you to hear about the business side, to hear about the football side, and to see the big picture of where the Jaguars in Jacksonville are going together. All right? Ready to get started? Just a couple of pieces of housekeeping. We're going to have Chad Johnson, who's going to give us an update not only on the renewal process, the business plan, the construction. We're going to hear from Dave Caldwell. We're going to hear from Gus Bradley. And when Dave and Gus are finished, they'll take your questions. So here's how it's going to work. You're going to step right over here if you've got a question in person, where you'll relay your question to me. I'm a microphone hog. I don't like to hand it off, right? But just so that we can get through as many questions as possible, you paraphrase your question to me. I'll get it to Gus and Dave. You can stand right there to make sure I get it right, okay? And then JP will be taking questions from the folks online. So we're good to go. Let's get started with an overall big picture perspective of where the franchise is on the business side of the hallway right now. The ticketing side, the construction side. Obviously, if you walk around, you can see that there is a lot going on here to make the experience world-class. So the best person to do that is the person that you all would interact with as season ticket holders. Chad Johnson is the Senior Vice President of Sales, and he is working hard to make this the best experience in the stadium, in the league. So please welcome the Jaguars Vice President of Sales, Chad Johnson. Chad.
Hey there. First off, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for taking time in your busy schedules to come here tonight. I can promise you, this is our third one now in the last about week. I can promise you you're in for a special treat. And this really falls in line with our philosophy here of being accessible. As Brian mentioned, you're gonna hear from our general manager and head coach, which there aren't many teams doing right now, but also being transparent and holding ourselves accountable to what we're doing here in the business side. So you'll find from our guys say that we're doing that. So I appreciate you being here. The season ticket holders, as we know, are the lifeblood of our organization, and you'll get a lot of great information tonight.
All right, Chad, let's talk a little bit about where you are from a ticketing perspective, what you're doing with your business plan, what these folks can expect to see and hear from you, not only tonight, but in the coming weeks.
Yeah. Well, January and February are probably our two busiest strategic months in planning and getting things ready. I think in the next couple weeks, you'll all get your renewal packages via email. This year, we're going to be sending them out electronically. We want to make it very easy for you to understand everything and interact quickly with that. So keep a lookout for your inbox. But I think it's important for everyone to understand what we've gone through the last 6, 7, 8 weeks. We spent a lot of energy on some of the surveys that you all had filled out throughout the last year. Many of you got the NFL Voice of the Fan surveys, some internal surveys that the Jaguars sent out. And our operations staff and our sales staff have literally gone through every one of them, down to the individual answers. I can promise you, you're going to start getting follow-ups on some of your individual points. But overall, there was really three things we heard a lot. The first thing we heard our fans want is they want recognition. As some of you may know, we're coming up on a pretty exciting season, our 20th season here. How many of you have been season ticket holders since the beginning? Look at this. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. We believe, and you've told us, that you should be recognized for that. You've stuck with us throughout that entire time. So we will have a plan to recognize not only our 20-year season ticket holders. They will be recognized by permanent displays in the stadium where you can take your guests and walk and show them, there I am, day one. You'll be able to wear stuff throughout the arena, but we're going to recognize all of our 10 years. We have people that have been here 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. It's important that we recognize your service to us and that you've spent your hard-earned dollars with us. So recognition was one. Number two was value. We heard a lot about year-round value. And it wasn't as much, Brian, about prices, but it was, you know, listen, I support the Jaguars 365 days a year. and I buy these tickets. I want some value from that. So we're going to create a program that will engage you 365 days a year. So you don't just follow us from beginning of the football season in August until the season ends. You follow us all year round. And your business doesn't stop running after the football season. So we'll have this engagement program you'll learn about in your renewals that'll keep you engaged year round, that'll give you unprecedented access to special events, behind the scenes information, unlike we've ever delivered. And the last thing we heard was choices. We're no longer in a world where I can say, hey, here's the tickets you buy and here's the benefits I'll give you. You all have told us that you each want something different in your ticket investment with us. So you're going to be able to go in and choose the different benefits packages that will work for you. So I see people here like a family. You're coming with your kids. You're going to want some different events, like maybe going on the field after the game and throwing the football around or taking pictures and doing clinics. Some of you are businesses, so you're going to want introductions and networking events and things of those natures. So we're going to give you choices this year where you'll actually be able to pick and choose what's most important.
All right, I'm sure many of you want to know what's going on with the big video boards, right? The construction here at the stadium. There's nowhere I go, whether I'm standing in line at Publix or walking on the beach, where someone doesn't want to know, A, how big are they? B, how deep are the pools, right?
Yeah, right.
And C, will it be done on time?
Yeah.
So enlighten us.
Well, where number one, the pools are not deep enough for me to do a cannonball, so they will be a little different here, but I will say that that is a question we get a lot. The scoreboards and the technology we're about to put in the stadium here will completely change the experience you have at Everbank Field. We have some renderings that have only been shown one time, the last fan forum here. You know, a lot of people, when they say or hear of scoreboards in the past, they always talked about Cowboy Stadium and Jerry Jones, right? And those were 120 feet long, enormous. These scoreboards here will be 60 feet by 362 feet long. More than double. But more important, yes, exactly. I mean, it'll completely change everything. Now, what you see there isn't necessarily an image you may see during the game. What this will allow us to do is provide you content like we've never been able to before. You know, maybe it's multiple angle replays. Maybe throughout the game you'll have live fantasy statistics, live out-of-town scores, and content like you've never been able to have before while you're in the stadium. So this will give you a complete different experience. And then as you can see here, the entire north end zone area will be transformed into a gathering place, a party deck, an experience that when fans are watching our game, maybe in New York or Green Bay, and it's freezing cold in December, and then they pan over. Here we are in sunny Jacksonville, Florida, and our fans are in short sleeve jerseys or lounging in the pool, and it'll really give Jacksonville the look it's supposed to throughout the country.
Sounds exciting, and it will be done in time for the first game.
This will be done on time for the first game. Now, it's important. I talked about unprecedented access. You, our season ticket holders, will have sneak peeks, previews, and access to see this process as it goes along. It will be ready at the end of the summer for us to kick off the 2014 season.
How many of you remember Mr. Khan's first press conference when he came here as the owner, where he held that ticket up and he looked the camera directly in the eye and he said, "We will make this the best ticket in town and one of the best in the NFL." You remember that? I think you can see, obviously, that he and Mr. Lamping and the staff are working to deliver that to you. So, Chad, you're going to hang around, take some questions?
Yeah, so I'll be around at the end for questions. As Brian mentioned, these aren't just the biggest in the NFL. These are the biggest in the world. And we will be delivering the single best fan experience here at Everbank Field. And that's why it's so important. We're full every night, and we show everybody what we can do here. So thanks so much for your support, everyone.
Okay, is this on? There we go. All right. How many of you watched the Super Bowl? How many of you stayed through the second half? All right. Well, no, look, the game got a little out of hand. But I wonder if you remember that the cameras were focused on one person in particular a lot. John Schneider, the general manager of the Seahawks. How many of you watched that and immediately started thinking about Dave Caldwell? Right? I know I did. See, because he kept talking about how he built a championship. So our next presenter this evening is a gentleman who is charged with building a champion. And if you know anything about Dave, you know he has touched some of the most successful franchises and most successful quarterbacks and most successful coaches over the last 20 years in the National Football League. And so he's going to spend some time with you this evening going where they were and where they are headed. So please, a big warm welcome for the Jaguars general manager, Dave Caldwell.
Sir? Well, you guys are too kind. You're too kind. But isn't that great, those scoreboards? How about our owner, Shad Khan, and our president, Mark Lamping? It's officially the worst part of your week is going to be leaving Everbank Field. I mean, pools, scoreboards, cabana service, sign me up. I won't no longer be in the press box. I know that. But really excited to be here tonight for you guys. More so, Chad talked about transparency. That's been our belief from day one. Gus, myself, Shad, Mark, we're wide open to the media, to the fans. And when we came here, we said this needed to be a collaborative effort. Not just myself, not just Gus, not just the coaches and the players, but it had to be everybody, the fans, the community. We challenged our personnel staff to take ownership of this team. We challenged our coaches to take ownership of the team. We challenged our players, and Gus did a great job all year, take ownership of the team. We need you guys to help us take ownership of the team. You guys are as much of a partner in this as we are, and we can't do it without you, and we need you every step of the way, and we appreciate your support to this date. It's been an incredible year. I'm really excited tonight for multiple reasons. The first is, as a first-time general manager, rookie general manager, my first season's over. And I promise you, my wife Joelle and my son David are really happy about that too. So, but everyone says, "Man, 4-12. How did you handle it? We were at the Senior Bowl a couple of weeks ago. What a down year! Never looked at it that way once. And I know our coaching staff and our players never looked at one that way once. It was the most challenging year of my personal life, but the most rewarding. And the most rewarding because we brought a tremendous head coach into the city of Jacksonville." We realize we have one of the best owners in the NFL in Shad Khan. We know that. We brought over 35 families to this community of Jacksonville that are high character families amongst our coaches, our equipment staff, our training staff, our video staff. We built this community up because of great people that we have here. It was a great community already, and it has exceeded my expectations. City of Jacksonville is unbelievable, and the support you guys have given us has been unbelievable, and I appreciate that. So we're really excited about that. And the last thing I'm really excited about is we had step one last year. That was to establish the culture of the franchise, bring in some youth, bring in some talent, get the coaching staff squared away. And I'm really excited because tonight we're going to review step one a little bit. And instead of me just telling you about our players, I want to take some time and show you a little bit of video and show you what we see and why we're excited about some of our young players, but also we're going to take those guys and we're going to add them to some of our veteran players, and we're going to see what our plan is moving forward. So with that being said, we'll just go right in a step, look at some of our picks from last year and see how they panned out. We all know we took Luke Joko with the second overall pick. Right? After week four, we said, you know what, we're going to trade Eugene Monroe. Went into coaching staff, talked with Gus. I'm like, this is going to sting a little bit at first. But come April and May, we're going to be really happy we got extra draft picks. And we're going to make Luke play left tackle. Well, that's what he did. And in doing so, we found out that we have a pretty good left tackle. Right here, he's going against Robert Quinn, one of the top pass rushers in the NFL. And he's doing a pretty nice job at his first ever exposure at left tackle in the NFL. Allows the quarterback to get rid of the ball and enable us to have a big play with, as we all remember, Justin Blackman. And hopefully at some point in time, he'll be back with us. Here you see some of the reasons why we like Luke. He's got very quick feet. He's an exceptional athlete for a big man. And he's got good strength, and he can finish a play. And this is one of the best pass rushers in the NFL. I think he was in top three in sacks in the league this year. And in doing so, on the right-hand side, we found Austin Pastor. And we found ourselves a starting right tackle, somebody that played guard his whole career. And because of the trade to Eugene Monroe, we forced him into the starting lineup, and he did a really admirable job this year. A with our second pick. You guys all know Jay Sipp, Jonathan Cyprian. So when we drafted John out of Florida International, a small school, we thought it might be a little bit of a challenge for him to jump in right away. Well, it wasn't. He was a veteran right away. We knew he was a good, strong safety. He could support the run. And we're lucky enough to realize that he can also do some of these things, too, against the pass. He's got great anticipation, understands all passing concepts. He's a good athlete. He's got great hands for the interception, and he can finish off a play. So we're really excited about him. He's a rookie strong safety in the NFL. He had started 15 games, 98 total tackles, 3 forced fumbles, so we know he can be a hard hitter, and he had a sack. But this is the thing, you know, Peyton Manning's been around the league for a long time, so he sees a rookie strong safety against one of the best tight ends in Julius Thomas. And I remember this play in Denver, I was sitting up in the press box, I'm like, well, I know where this ball's going. And credit to our coaching staff, is they did a really nice job of coaching up Jonathan, and sure enough, Peyton went to him, and he did a heck of a job, and we're going to see a lot more out of him with this. And coached it and did everything that our coaches said and played great technique and ran with one of the best tight ends in the league. So those are two guys that we feel really good about, our cornerstones of our franchise. Left tackle, strong safety. In the third round, we took Dwayne Gratz. It's hard to find starting corners in the NFL. Trust me, I know. Been around a few teams, and it's always hard. Well, we're fortunate enough to feel like we found one in the third round last year. Gratz started 8 games for us. Probably would have started all 16 if he didn't get injured. But not only can he play the ball and intercept the ball like he did here, but he's extremely physical. He's very tough-minded. He'll get beat once, and he'll come back, and he'll make a play. And that's what we need of our cornerbacks. This is a perfect example of what we talk about, tough mind. If you remember the Cleveland game, first play of the game, gets beat deep by Josh Gordon, one of the top receivers in the NFL. Coach Bradley had a nice talking to him on the sideline, and he comes back, and next series, he intercepts the ball. And that's the mindset that our players need to have, and that they're going to have, is they're going to make the next play, and they're going to get better on every play. So Ace played in 15 games for us this year, slot receiver. The best part about Ace is 51 catches as a rookie wide receiver, as a slot receiver. He might be little, and some people said he couldn't really run, but you know, in this game here, it looked like he ran pretty good and ran away from some really good athletes. But we expect big things out of Ace coming up here. He's going to be our slot receiver, and I give our coaching staff a lot of credit. About halfway through the season, we felt like we didn't have a guy that could come out of the backfield like a Darren Sproles type, really good player for New Orleans Saints. We're like, we don't have a guy like that. Well, if you remember some of our games, we put Ace back there, and he was really productive. So you're going to see him in a lot of multifaceted positions for us this year. And then this is the real reason why we drafted him. A lot of people forget he didn't have great numbers from average, but these 88 yards didn't count because of a penalty. He's an exceptional punt returner. And he can take it to the distance anytime he catches it. So we expect big things out of that coming up in 2014. D-Rob. My number one question everywhere is, what's up with D-Rob? How come he's not playing more? Well, he's been a quarterback his whole life, his whole career. And as we went back and we started watching all of his carries, and you see some of the glimpses here with D-Rob, he's got what we call juice. And he gets the ball, excellent burst through a hole, and for a quarterback, he's not afraid to finish off a play either. And we love his temperament. We love his competitive spirit. And we love the fact that he will do anything on the field that we ask him to. He was a very good special teams player for us, covering kicks. But we feel like in the future, he can do some of this stuff here that we see first down. And he's got excellent vision. He's got excellent burst through the hole. But for a guy that's about 205 pounds, and hopefully next year maybe about 215, 220, he can finish off runs. He gets hit here right at the 36-yard line. And after contact, you get 4 or 5 yards. So, you know, we're really optimistic about D-Rob. Josh Evans. Josh, former Gator great, as I understand. Local boy here. Started 11 games for a 6-round draft pick out of Florida. And what Josh brings is really nice temperament. He's tough, he's competitive, and he's really instinctive. And as you see here, he's not afraid of contact. Josh has done a really nice job coming in, and it's hard as a rookie safety to come in and play right away. And both he and Sip did a really nice job this year of being the leaders back there in the secondary, and that's a tough job to do. And then we got Demetrius McCray, a little bit unknown guy that we drafted last year out of App State. And he's a small school player, what we call, Division I AA Championship Conference. DMAC comes from App State. We weren't going to play him a whole lot coming into the year. And because of injuries and some other reasons, he was lucky enough to get his first start against the Seattle Seahawks. And it was not too big for him. He was as calm, cool, and collective as a 10-year vet. And you see here, I mean, they challenged him deep right away, and he did a really nice job. This is a 6'1", 200-pound corner that runs about a 4.5, and he broad jumps 11 feet. So we're really excited about DMAC. He's highly competitive. He's really smart. And the best thing he did for us this year was cover kicks. I don't know if you guys remember the Thursday night game, but made a really big impact play on punt coverage, a reverse field position, and it helped us win this game here against Houston. And he's physical. So really feel good about that coming up here. That was step one for us. And part of our thought process was, what is the hardest position to come in and play? We all probably say quarterback, right? Yeah. But defensive back secondary, we felt like, as you saw the Seattle Seahawks, they've had a secondary that's been together for three, four years. Really talented group. But so we said, let's make a priority of upgrading our secondary last year. Two safeties, two corners, and we feel good about that. You know what? We got some good players. We got something to build on. We got good competition there. And we're not done building there. We're going to keep adding in the secondary as we are the rest of the team. But our work didn't end there. Our scouting staff did a great job after the draft in signing this guy, Leroy Reynolds. Linebacker, got to start the last couple games of the season. And what you see out of Leroy is explosiveness, toughness, and speed to close. And we got a great coaching staff, but they can't coach this. He's tough, he's physical, he's aggressive, and you'll see this right here. He gets held up, he gets his helmet ripped off of him, and he makes the tackle. That's our mindset here in Jacksonville. Avery Jones, big defensive end, defensive tackle out of Georgia, was a rookie free agent, was not drafted. Our scouting staff did a great job of identifying him as a guy that could come in, we can develop, and he can play. Well, he had to play, and our last game against Tennessee, he's a big 6'4", 320-pound defensive end. Really instinctive, as you see here, completely disrupted this play here, and is athletic enough to get back into a play and get his first sack in the NFL. Wow. So whenever we can find 6'4", 320-pound defensive ends that can pass rush, we're excited about that. And the best part about Avery is there's no quitting him. For a big guy, his motor's always running. And you see here, he's chasing down. And then John Lutulele. So after the draft process, after the college free agency, we had the waiver wire. And the waiver wire is we kept looking to upgrade the roster, upgrade the bottom half of the roster, special teams. This is a guy that started the season in Seattle. He got cut off their team. Wasn't good enough to make it, but was good enough to come in and contribute for us and play for us. And you see John here, he's really instinctive, he's got great speed, and he understands how to play the game of football. So between he and Leroy, they've really upgraded our linebacking crew and our special teams. We went to the waiver wire with the mindset of, how can we improve our special teams? Well, 10 of the players on our coverage unit, punt team and kickoff team, weren't on our roster last year. This year we finished in the top 5 in special teams. And that's a... And that was a collaborative effort. That was our scouting staff, that was our coaching staff, and most importantly, it's our players. And they did a great job. So, John, and then we take... We take those 10 rookies and we add them to Puz, who is our only Pro Bowler this year. And we're looking to have a lot more coming up in the future. But we expect Puz to come back and be better than last year. Once you get that taste of that Pro Bowl the first year, they usually have better years because they want to go back. Andre Branch really came into his own this year. Struggled a little bit as a rookie. Finished the season with 6.5 sacks. and we expect big things out of him. Send Derek. Perfect example of a guy that came in, signed a one-year contract on a prove-it deal, and he proved it. And we rewarded him, and we paid him what we felt like was fair market value. To Senderic's credit, he probably could have went to free agency next month, but he said, Dave, I love it in Jacksonville. I love Coach Bradley. I love the coaching staff. I love what we're building here. I want to stay here and be part of this community. We talked about Austin Pastore going to go into the season as our potential starting right tackle, and we feel really good about him developing. Only played 1 year last year, was his first ever at right tackle. And then we got